The Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch about the minhag to light candles in the Beis HaKnesses. It's nowhere mentioned in the Gemara about lighting near Hanukkah in the Beis HaKnesses. It's a later institution. And the Rambam writes, the Mechaber writes, Madlik u'mevarach. Not only do you light and you make a bracha, even though it's just a minig. There's a whole discussion about where does minig develop. Different reasons given among the Mefarshim, whether it's for the Orachim, the guests who are in shul, and they actually ate and slept there. So it was the Hadalakas Neroth for them, but it's for the Eino Bucky, the one who didn't know how to read. Whether it's for, as Rivash writes, It was a later institution because originally they lit outside. And then, because Chasakana, they moved the candles inside. So therefore, they wanted to keep the Persume Nisa going, so in lieu of the outside lighting, they said, they were lighting inside, let's buffer it up a little bit, and also have another lighting. So that's some different reasons given, but whatever it is, it's clearly a minug. And independent of Yechiyav, of lighting at home, there's a minug of lighting Hanukkah candles in shul. And the Mechaber says clearly one is permitted madlik u'mevarach. The question is on the Mechaber, not the Rama, the minhag svard, because the general discussion, the Gemara and the Rishonim, the Gemara in Sukkah with Arava, about whether you make a bracha and a minhag. So we all know, everyone agrees on Yontif Sheni, we make a bracha on a minhag. But the Mechaber writes, when he talks about Chatzi Hallel, to Machokes Rishonim, everyone agrees Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. That's a given. The Machokes is whether you make a bracha on it. So we make a bracha. So therefore, we make a bracha on Minhagim. We make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel. On Rosh Chodesh, we make a bracha on Neiros Chanukah in the Beis HaKnesses. But the Mechaber writes, no bracha on Chatzi Hallel because it's a minhag. So which one is it? There seems to be an apparent contradiction. When it comes to the Mechaber in Hilchos Chanukah, he writes, Madlik u'mevarach, even though it's only a minhag. Yet when it comes to the minhag of saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, he says, Hallel deal, you don't make a bracha. So in the Mork Sia of Yaakov, that's the famous Kasha of Chacham Svi, and Rav Yaakov Emden, the Mork Sia, points out that generally speaking, the Mechaber sheet is you don't make a bracha on a minhag. So that's the rule. So why on Ner Chanukah do we go ahead? Why is that an exception to the rule? So generally, so the Rabbi Yaakov Emden sheet is we don't necessarily pask in this way, but normally we assume brachas ain't a ma'akva. So if I do the mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of tzitzis, when I do a mitzvah, why do we have a bracha? Bracha is for the heksher, is to enhance the mitzvah. But it's not an obstacle in performing the mitzvah. So that's the general rule. But Rav Yaakov Emden writes, the bracha by Ner Chanukah is different. If one doesn't make the bracha on Ner Chanukah, you're not yotzi. Why not? It's not a fundamental halacha. It's the fact he's saying, because again, back in the day where it wasn't evident you're lighting near Chanukah, it could be a near for anything. So therefore, how do I know I'm lighting for near Chanukah? The only way and there's a mitzvah pursuing Nisa. So how am I lighting near Chanukah? And to a far extent, how does anyone know I'm doing it for near Chanukah? So the bracha is megalot. When you make the bracha, how near shel Chanukah? That's megalot for near Chanukah. So Rav Yaakov Emden, and in fact, he discusses, it's a major discussion in terms of on Erev Shabbos, but if you don't have a minyan before davening, because you usually before mincha, before it gets to Shabbos. So it's a discussion in the Achronim whether you can make a bracha. Some opinions say, yeah, since you can have 10 later, it's okay to make it now. And others say, no. So Rav Yaakov Emden, that's a big shaila, because without the bracha, you can't be yotzei the mitzvah. So therefore, that's what he says here. So he says, usually if it's this is stam, a regular minyan, then that's the machaber by chatzi halel. So we don't make a bracha on a stam a minyan. However, if it involves pursuing nisa, if it involves the megalas hanes, here you need the bracha in order to make it into a ner Chanukah. So therefore, he says that's why the machaber writes over here. Ner Chanukah is the exception because it's special inyan of the bracha regarding ner Chanukah. That's what Yaakov Emden. Others suggest another reason, based on a brisker rav and others, but we know there are many different type of minhagim. We know yontov sheni shagolias, everyone makes a bracha. A rava, no one makes a bracha. The machok is in the gemara, but lamaisa, no one makes a bracha. So what's the quell? So the brisker rav points out, why on yontov sheni that's it, do we make a bracha? It's minhagavos day, because it's the same Isa mitzvah you're doing on Yantav. That's the minhag. The same thing you do on Yantav Rishon, so I do the same Isa on Yantav Sheni. So anytime I do the same, anytime that act is used as a Isa mitzvah, even if I'm doing it b'toris minhag, I could still make a bracha. It's like it has a chafsa shel mitzvah in it. However, when it comes to our rabba minhag zuta, there's never any time we do our rabba for a mitzvah, so therefore it's a no-go, no bracha. By chatzi halel, so that's a debate. We assume you can make a bracha on a minhag, but the way the machaber is, we're taking the brisker rabba and learning with the machaber, is we never say chatzi halel b'toras mitzvah. The only time we do chatzi halel is on Rosh Chodesh b'toras mitzvah. And there is true on during Pesach, we do a chatzi halel on the last days, but that's for another reason. So putting that aside, we don't do the mitzvah of chatzi halel b'toras mitzvah. So therefore, anytime it doesn't get to the status of a chefsa shel mitzvah, it's on a stam minag, so chatzi halel is like a rava, and therefore the machaber says that you do not do make a bracha. Masha'inkim, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, the same mitzvah I'm doing on Ner Chanukah in my house, I'm doing it in shul. So therefore, as the chafsa shel mitzvah, you know, as the Vilna Gaon said, regarding that's the halel al Pesach. Anytime you have, he says you light in shul because of pursuing nisa. I mean, why do we light in shul? Anytime Chazal gave us a mitzvah, the yachid of pursuing nisa, we must do it publicly. So therefore, it's kind of like, you know, similar to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but the reason why you make a bracha by Hallel Pesach is you're doing it the same, it's the same steps of the Shal Mitzvah, or it's the pursuing nisa, you're just doing it for Rabbim. So that's how I explained the Machab, the Ramas consistent, we make a bracha minhagim. So we make a bracha on in shul for Chanukah candles, and we make a bracha on chatzi halel. The machaber says no bracha by chatzi halel by Chanukah. Yes, so you have Rabbi Yaakov Emden to answer that, because you need the brachas in order to make it into a near Chanukah. But by chatzi halel, it's just a regular minig, or like the brisker rabbis mahalach, or others that, oh, you need a chesed shomim. When you do the same chesed shom mitzvah, you can make a bracha even if you're doing it with Torah's minig. But the only time we do chatzi halel, it's not the chesed shom mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't warrant a bracha. So therefore, hence, the machaber writes by near Chanukah, madu akum uvarak, because it's not just a stam minig, it's a minig. You need the bracha to make it the mitzvah, or it's a chesed shom mitzvah in contrast to halel b'dilug, chatzi halel on Rosh Chodesh.